Fudge wheeled around and stared at Harry, who was still standing against the wall beside the fallen statue that had been guarding him during Dumbledore and Voldemort's duel.
"He... here?" said Fudge, goggling at Harry. "Why, what's all this about?"
"I shall explain everything," repeated Dumbledore, "when Harry is back at school." He walked away from the pool to the place where the golden wizard's head lay on the floor. He pointed his wand at it and muttered, "Portus!" The head glowed blue and trembled noisily against the wooden floor for a few seconds, then became still once more.
"Now see here, Dumbledore,"
said Fudge, as Dumbledore picked up the head and walked back to Harry, carrying it.
"You haven't got authorization for that portkey. You can't do things like that right in front of the Minister of Magic. You...
His voice faltered as Dumbledore surveyed him magisterially over his half-moon spectacles. "You will give the order to remove Dolores Umbridge from Hogwarts," said Dumbledore. "You will tell your Aurors to stop searching for my Care of Magical Creatures teacher so that he can return to work. I will give you..." Dumbledore pulled a watch with 12 hands from his pocket and surveyed it. "Half an hour of my time tonight, in which I think we shall be more than able to cover the important points of what has happened here. After that, I shall need to return to my school. If you need more help from me, you are, of course, more than welcome to contact me at Hogwarts. Letters addressed to the headmaster will find me." Fudge goggled worse than ever. His mouth was open and his round face grew pinker under his rumpled grey hair.
You...
Dumbledore turned his back on him.
"Take this portkey, Harry."
He held out the golden head of the statue, and Harry placed his hand upon it, past caring what he did next or where he went.
"I shall see you in half an hour,"
said Dumbledore quietly.
"One, two, three."
Harry felt the familiar sensation of a hook being jerked behind his navel. The polished wooden floor was gone from beneath his feet. The atrium, Fudge, and Dumbledore had all disappeared, and he was flying forward in a whirlwind of color and sound.